Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time is Makia de Koning, Artistic Director of Movies That Matter. We will especially be talking about the upcoming edition of Movies That Matter Festival, a festival in The Hague that, as a statement on the website reads, wants to open eyes for human rights. Makia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I believe this is the first time Fred actually gets to speak about Movies That Matter, which is pretty exciting. We'll also be talking about Movies That Matter Festival. But I feel like, yeah, first we should introduce Movies That Matter, right? So would you be able to maybe say a few things about maybe its history and mission statement?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hosting us. We're very happy about that, being your guest today. It started off over 13 years ago by Amnesty International, who find out, you know, film can be a starting point of a dialogue. So we should launch a small film festival. That's how it started so many years ago, with maybe 6, 7, 8 films. And then over the years, it turned out to become its own film festival. And I'm the artistic director since last year. So the first edition was canceled a week before due to the whole COVID situation, and we are hosting now around 70, 80, 90 films. This year, a little bit less due to the COVID again and the online situation. And what it's really, it's a fiction film and documentary films with a human rights angle. And so what is, I think, unique about our festival, that every and each film will have an in-depth conversation after the film, a Q&A, which is really, really high. And due to that fact, we're also based in The Hague, which is obviously where the ICC is based, the International Court, our government. So we get a lot of politicians on our festival, and where we are proud of that, quite often films, due to shown at our festival, getting people in the festival talking about it, it really sometimes can change some of the politics nationally and internationally, which is obviously one of, we think, the best things you could happen as a film festival.
Right. This is very much a festival driven by the belief that films can be a way to get conversation started.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So just to understand the festival and just the structure a bit better, we talked about it taking place in The Hague. This year might be a little different. We'll get into that later. But generally speaking, what does it look like? What does its program look like? Are there any dedicated competitions?
Oh, absolutely. We have three main competitions. One is called the Activist Competition. It's 8 documentaries where the protagonist of the film is an activist. To give you an example, for this year, we have Nashrin, who is a women activist and a lawyer in Tehran. She's now actually in the prison due to her work. And so we have loads of activist films. Then we have, it's called Camera Justitia. That's fiction and documentary. We have films where a court case in whatever way is included in the content of the film. Quo Vadis, which is now an Oscar nominee, for instance, is this year in that competition, to give you an idea. And then a very new film, President, of about the elections in Zimbabwe, is also a film which will be premiered in our festival. And then we have the Dutch Movies Matter competition. These are all films, also fiction and documentary, made by Dutch filmmakers. And this year we have, for the first time, a grand jury documentary and a grand jury fiction. We choose 8 documentaries and 8 fiction films, and the best wins the prize. So where it all comes together, really strong content, good storytelling, and beautiful cinematography.
Right. And again, a mix of documentaries and feature films.
Yeah.
And I take it from all 4 corners of the globe, too.
Absolutely. We get films from... This year, China was difficult due to the fact that it's online. There was a bit of censorship going on, but we honestly get films from all corners of the world. Absolutely. South America, Africa, the United States, Europe, of course. All corners. Absolutely. It's a very international festival.
The festival returns this year, and as you mentioned, it will be online.
Yeah.
So when was this decision taken, and what are some of the challenges that you faced in planning this year's edition?
Well, it was hard because we postponed our festival for a month in order to hope that we could do things offline and that we could make a hybrid festival. We knew not everybody could be traveling, so we were prepared for that. We, in the Netherlands, the Film Fund helped all the film festivals to build one big platform, so we used that platform. And then 2-3 weeks ago, the situation in the Netherlands is not that good. And we still have a curfew at 9 o'clock. It's now till 10 o'clock. But then we knew, and that will be till the end of April, that a festival offline was not realistic anymore. So like 2-3 weeks ago, we said, okay, we can only go online. So we're now preparing Q&As pre-recorded. We do Meet the Makers live, so we film audiences can meet the filmmakers. We have masterclasses. We have a big industry program, all focus on impact, but it all will be online. We will be hosting a masterclass with the people from the filmmakers from Myanmar, which I find very highly impressive, and Belarus, and also with the filmmakers living in Camp Moria at Lesbos as well. So we do all kind of different things.
And before I forget, what are the dates for this year's edition of the Movies That Matter Festival?
Yeah, it's from the 16th of April and then 10 days to the 24th of April. And especially all the industry program is accessible for people from all over the world. Unfortunately, the films are obviously geo-blocked. Only the shorts everybody can watch.
Right. So they will only be accessible to people in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but let's just say that there are people listening to this who are in the Netherlands, who may be even students or people from all over the world that would like to access the films. How do they get to do that?
Just go to our website, www.moviesthatmatter.nl, and you click on wherever you like to go and you register, and you can see whatever industry is there. And for the films, you have to pay, and for the industry, that's for free. So I encourage them all to go to the website and just navigate your way through and find the things you'd like to attend.
I wanted to ask you, this has obviously been a difficult year, and aside from the coronavirus pandemic, it's also been a time of social unrest and protests all over the world. Do you feel the program of Movies That Matters this year reflects the current global situation?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have films obviously on Black Lives Matter. And as I mentioned, we're doing a big, let's say, webinar, panel, whatever you like to say, on what's going on in Myanmar and also in a place like Belarus. We're going to talk to filmmakers over there by the Zoom, of course. What's going on in Camp Moria? I think we are hosting a big masterclass on that and meeting the filmmakers living in Camp Moria at the time. And I think due to the whole COVID situation, filmmakers under censorship, filmmakers under pressure, are having obviously very hard times. So where we can, as a human rights film festival, which we will try to address their situation, but always with the link of film. So we will show short films from Myanmar, from Belarus, some clips. And for sure, we will show films from film students in Camp Moria, for instance. Of course, that's what we do. And we have three big themes calling. We call it Take on Love, Take on Power, and Take on Future. And there we will address, sure, Black Lives Matter. We will address what's going on with the environment. We will address what's going on in politics and in what's happening in the world of power at the moment. Of course, for sure. For sure.
And again, let's just remind the listeners that there, aside from the film program itself, there will be talks, Q&As, and other events that will be taking place this year. Is it audience interaction something that you're also looking at doing on this year's online edition?
For sure we do. Of course, what we do is if we have, for instance, a masterclass, we also will have a masterclass which might be super nice for people to follow. It's by the Oscar nominated team, Julie Goldman and Maite Alberto, on The Mole Agent, the documentary. They will, for instance, host a masterclass. And at the end, we always make sure that people through the Q&A, everybody's familiar with that now, can ask questions to filmmakers for sure. We have that every day in Meet the Maker, and you can chat with the filmmakers directly. Yes.
And so this festival is called Movies That Matter Festival. So I can't help but ask this question.
Sure.
Obviously, there has been so much happening also with the cinematic forum that I just feel like asking you, do movies still matter?
Well, you know, I it's a very good question. And I think in a way more than ever, because if it's a long movie or a short movie, when I see, I dive into your life through the screen, and I did not know about that life, and it makes me think, and I have, and then we can talk about it and we can discuss it. Therefore, that I think, to put it a bit bold, film is like a weapon for conversation and maybe opening people's eyes and maybe change the world through that a little bit, knowing how harsh the world is at the moment. But if I speak to the filmmakers from activists, I spoke to the filmmakers just of Fly So Far, a film where the filmmakers take it up for the women who lose their child, and by doing that, which is nearly unborn child, saying it's abortion and put them in jail. And if you talk to them, and we see that, I'm so happy we can show this film at your festival because it might help us politically. Then a film really matters, I think. But it's, if it's cynical, yeah, but I'm not cynical. I honestly believe every stone you throw in the water, you never know where it reaches the corners of the world, right?
I agree with you 100%. I definitely think that cinema matters. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be hosting this show.
I think you would not. I think it would be very, very fascinating. No, and we are part of a huge human rights film network, over 40 film festival around the world, of which quite a few we support financially. And if you see what they try to do in the desert somewhere and in all corners of the world where we have really, really close contact with, it's really impressive what film can do.
Well, we're on the topic of film. Is there anything, are you guys also interested or involved in audience development and maybe involved with younger audiences too?
Yes, that's what we're really trying to. We host a whole, but this is not, this year for the Dutch, all the film academies, art schools, whatever, all the young filmmakers in the Netherlands, to a whole afternoon we host for documentary and fiction to talk about film content and impact. Yes, yes, we try to do that a lot. And we have a huge educational department. That's not so much a festival. We have an educational department and we have an international support department. So we're reaching over, the Netherlands is not so big, so we're reaching over nearly 200,000 pupils per year with Films That Matters.
Yeah, so obviously Movies That Matter definitely goes beyond the actual festival itself. There's year-round activities taking place.
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. On youth especially, we tour around the whole year with our festival through the whole of the Netherlands. And we have, which I'm extremely proud of, a huge international support film festival department, and that's incredible, where people under really harsh circumstances try to pull off a film festival, and in a way we try to help them to do so. And like for this year, we have a whole workshop for them as well at our festival. So there's, apart from the what's running in terms of films, there's a whole workshop running for festival organizers from all over. So that's really cool as well, I think personally.
Awesome. It's fantastic. So let me remind our listeners that Movies That Matter Festival takes place from the 16th to the 25th of April, 2021. Thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.